Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining us again on another episode of the Silver Screen Scoundrels, where we talk about everybody's favorite pastimes and movies. And ooh, tis the season. Now we're going to get into our Christmas movie for the remainder of the month. Granted, the month doesn't start till Friday, but we figured we could do it. We're your hosts. I'm Colonel Bob.
And I am a holly jolly Ian. That's not true. I hate Christmas. Let me explain why. Ever since I was a little boy, that's not true. I'm not going to get into that. I really don't like Christmas. For those of you that don't know, I'm not joking. I am very anti-Christmas. Bah fucking humbug. I think this is the worst holiday of the year. However, I do enjoy some Christmas movies, and that stems from when I was a kid, and we're going to be talking about one of my personal favorites, Christmas Vacation. However, we are not alone tonight. We are joined by old Saint Derek. Derek, how are you doing tonight?
Bend over and I'll show you.
You got a lot of nerves speaking to me like that, Hoskins.
I wasn't talking to you. I'm doing great.
That's good. That's going to be all night, people.
Yes, it is. I'm doing great because not only is this one of my favorite Christmas movies, this is my favorite Christmas movie. I was saying right before we started recording, it is November 28th at the time of this recording. I've already watched this movie twice, and it will not be the last time. I will watch it at least two more times before the season is over.
So what you're trying to say is Christmas time is here.
Yes, we were doing that a lot before we started recording.
I can't stop.
I can't say I won't watch another Christmas, the same Christmas movie I've already watched. I've already watched four Christmas movies.
Damn, Bob, it ain't even December yet. Four?
I know, but me and
slow
my
down,
son,
Bob.
Me and my son, we watched Home Alone 1 and 2. And then,
okay, that's acceptable.
My nephew and I watched Violent Night.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about your son. I was like, wait a minute.
When he said nephew, I was like, wait a minute.
I thought
your nephew's an adult. Okay, we're good.
Yeah, well, we've known his nephew for a very long time. So, like, in our mind, I think it does go to that small little, well, he's still that small little geeky kid.
But yeah, so this is my fourth. So I can't say I won't watch another one again, but I'm still going to keep my rotation going.
Another one again, or like another Christmas
movie? The one that
movie
I've already watched again, but mostly I'm going to keep my rotation going.
Oh, I'll keep my rotation going. I just watched this one a couple of times. I've already watched Elf.
Haven't done Elf
the
yet.
The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation twice.
So you guys have a rotation?
I do. All Christmas right. Rotation.
Okay. I don't have a rotation. I just have a list that I hit every year. Make sure I watch.
Yeah, I guess I could say that too. It's just a list.
Almost
it's
like not,
I don't
a rotation.
Well, no, because in my opinion, a rotation would be something that you have. It's almost like a list that stays the same. So it's rotating every year where you're hitting it every year at the same time.
Isn't that what you just said though? You have a list and you hit those?
I have a list, but it's not in a certain order. Like I won't watch. Okay, I have to watch.
Well, a rotation doesn't have to be in a certain order. I just meant like, you know, you have like, you know, we have our Halloween rotation.
Yeah.
Every year we have to watch these movies. Maybe not in any particular order or in any particular, like, I guess order. Yeah. Like every year I have to watch Halloween, then 1, 2, 3, and then it has to be Jason. It has to be Friday the 13th, 1, 2, 3. That's not what I mean by rotation. I just mean like you have your go-to movies every year. For example, Christmas Vacation, Home Alone's 1 and 2, Jingle All the Way is in mine. I got a few.
One that we never talk about on here.
A few that I wasn't going to name because I was going to save them for future possible episodes.
Well, one that I figure you guys probably won't do is one that I watch every year is Muppet Christmas Carol, which in my opinion is the best version of the Christmas Carol.
I didn't plan on doing that, but if you want to know a way to get Trent back, that would probably be the way to do it. Which, by the way, I talked
Trent's
to him
not
today.
Coming back.
He's scaling forward. He said he was about to scale forward.
Okay. It's only
Trent
been
never
two,
quit. He just scaled
it's been
back.
2 years. He scaled back 2 years ago. He's been on one episode since.
Has he? What episode was that?
He was on a Star Wars episode of Paperweight. Either way, I can't wait to talk about Christmas Vacation.
Hey. Stop burying the lead here. We are talking. We're having a happy Christmas.
It's going to be the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby danced with Danny fucking K.
Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. Where's the Tylenol?
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. I'm going to try really hard not to just sit here and quote this movie the entire
it's
time.
It's going to be damn near impossible.
Here's a Christmas question. I know you don't like Christmas, Ian, but
okay.
Do you guys do eggnog?
It's funny. I never used to, but our horror you know tradition, we drink eggnog on there, and we enjoy the festivities of Christmas, and sometimes there's a gift exchange, which we did last year. Very fun. I got the coolest mug. I don't have it in here right now, but Bob got me this awesome wine, Batman wine cup that I use constantly.
I do not.
I think
disgusting.
I put a lot of, there's less egg and more nog in mine. I remember one year, as soon as the record button started, we were talking, and then Trent just goes, "My God, man, are you going to put any eggnog in that cup?" And it was just like straight vodka the entire time. I was like, dude, it's been a rough year.
It's been a rough week. Ian, it's Christmas Tuesday.
Time is here.
To answer your question, Bob, no, because I like myself, so I don't drink eggnog. Because it's disgusting.
I agree. I think it's disgusting.
I don't like vodka, so I don't even say.
Is it the eggnog or the vodka?
No, it's the eggnog itself. Like I don't drink vodka, so there's not even like that benefit.
What about like if you substituted it with like rum?
I don't like rum either.
You don't like rum?
Mm-mm.
But the rum. Where's the rum? I didn't know you didn't like
where's
rum.
Where's rum gone? No, I don't care for most. You know me, most when it comes to alcohol, I really don't enjoy most. Like the only one that I do enjoy is the one that nobody likes. That's gin.
I don't understand you.
It's delicious. It's minty. It's fresh. It tastes more like the Christmas season than vodka.
I strongly just, well, I guess, yeah, because
it tastes like a pine drink
to me. Is
I want to taste that. I do want to taste that reindeer wine you guys are talking about.
Oh, from Landeer?
Yeah, it's really good. However, have an apple cider mule for the first time on Thanksgiving, and it was delicious. It's apple cider, a cinnamon stick, nutmeg, and vodka.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair.
I've never tried it before, and it was surprisingly delicious.
I'll tell you, one year, someone made me, it was like hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Those were good. Do you guys like minty chocolate?
I do like minty chocolate. I do.
My
indeed.
Favorite ice cream is mint chocolate chip.
Same.
Is that? I never knew that about you.
Yep.
I
love it.
One of my favorites too. Nice. It's very 50-50, though. It's very tall.
We should watch a movie together and just all eat mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Oh my God. Awesome. A Christmas movie.
Oh my God. Bob, you're speaking my language, pal.
It could be a Christmas movie. I don't care.
Can we all wear matching PJs?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Can we please
wear matching PJs
horror,
and eat mint chocolate chip ice cream?
There's a horror Christmas movie I want you guys to watch. So,
okay,
my favorite
it?
One.
Down.
It's called Better Watch Out.
Okay. Okay.
Is
deal.
Better Watch
and,
Out the babysitter?
We got to do mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
What are you guys deal. Doing tonight?
That's gonna be. Fun.
Ian's just outside Bob's house already with everything.
Just eating mint chocolate chip ice cream out your window.
Like you read our minds. Is just, I got a tub for all of us. We can share.
If we do wear something, we're going to take pictures of our experience. Just
yes,
so you know.
We will.
Ugly Christmas sweaters.
I don't have one. I would love
that. I don't either.
They've got some fun ones at Walmart right
Hold
now.
Hold on. Did you guys just make me like Christmas?
Yes, we did.
Yes,
yeah, yep.
See, it's fun.
No.
I like you guys.
What's
I want to hang out
dinosaur?
With you guys. Do you want to go out in the garage and do karate? Yep. Favorite non-pornographic magazine? So, Christmas Vacation, to me... is one of the superior.
Eat my rogue grip, liver lips.
This movie came out in 1989. I was 3 years old.
I was four.
Nine.
So
Bob was nine. you sounded so disappointed.
Nine. It's my vent's broken. There's like this
little hint of heat coming in here.
So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You see this wall next to me there? You see any insulation on that? No, no, no. That's just particle board.
Yeah, but Derek, at the end of this, you get to go inside.
No, I don't. At the end of this, I've got to. At the end of this, I've got to edit this episode's audio, edit this episode's video, teach you how to upload an audio episode.
You get to sleep inside. How about that? I have to sleep in this room.
That's what you get.
Whores don't get a second chance. Whores
don't get a second chance.
Yeah, Christmas Vacation was one of my dad's favorite Christmas movies as well. Same. My dad liked Chevy Chase in general, mm-hmm. but that's yeah. one of my dad's favorite Christmas movies. So,
did you like the other vacation movies as well?
Yes, yes, yeah. he does.
All four of them.
But this is by far the most superior one. Want to hear a funny story? I've never watched Vegas.
You've never watched Vegas?
It's not bad. It's by far the worst one, but it's not bad.
No, it is not by far the worst one. Oh, God. Are you kidding me? European Vacation is unwatchable.
European
Vacation is unwatchable.
It's unwatchable at all.
Vacation, amazing. Christmas Vacation, best Christmas movie ever. Vegas Vacation, an absolute blast. European Vacation, no. I've watched it once. I can't do it.
Like, you've watched once ever?
Once ever. And I didn't laugh once. I was so disappointed in that movie. Yes. I did not care for European Vacation. Vacation?
Okay, the original whatever. Vacation is amazing. I think Vegas is the worst one, but it's still enjoyable.
Where can I get some damn bait?
You didn't even laugh at Eric Idle at all?
No. And I love Eric Idle.
Interesting. Never knew that you hated fun.
I do think it was neat that Chevy and Beverly D'Angelo did come back for that vacation movie with Ed Helms.
Yeah. I like that one.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't terrible. It was better than European Vacation.
So would there technically be five?
That's what I'm wondering. Maybe five. I said four, but maybe I was mistaken.
Does that count?
I think it probably counts.
I think it should because it is Russ.
Yeah.
It's Russ having
Russ. Something. Right here, Dad. Oh, there you are.
There you are.
Go give me the hammer.
Which I think they missed out on an opportunity to have, what's his name, Johnny Galecki?
They did.
I know. He was probably really busy at the time.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. That
Which, by the way, I just finished that.
Nice.
This is the first time I've ever finished it.
You like the ending?
I still haven't finished the ending.
No, you didn't. I thought it ended well.
It just ended.
I've got like five episodes left.
Are you watching them?
I actually started the series over because I never finished it.
Same. I never finished it either. When did you leave off? Where are you now?
Right now I'm in like season two. But
I'm not going to spoil anything for you then. Because if you only have five episodes left.
Yeah, I think I've got four or five episodes. Same thing like Bob and I were talking about Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I've only got three episodes of that.
I left when Howard's mom died.
Oh, that was such a sad episode.
It was. And then
Howard!
And then I started... I didn't watch it the remainder of the time. And then about a month ago, 2 months ago, I started it over because I was like, man, I never finished it. But I also because I was finding clips on YouTube and stuff, like the reels that pop up. And I was like, man, I really need to finish that. It was a good show. And I was like, I'm not just going to jump in on where I left off. I'm going to start all the way over. You know, there are 11 seasons. It's going to take me a while to get through this. It did not take me a while to get through. So now I'm trying to decide, do I want to start a new show or do I want to, watch another one from the beginning? How I Met Your Mother's on that list. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is one of those that I only watched a few episodes in the beginning, so I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to start that one yet or try something else. I don't know if I want to do a comedy series or... You know,
I know I'm lost on what to watch too. I've just been watching movies.
I restarted at the beginning of the year and then I stopped again, but I restarted Grey's Anatomy. I mean, there's like 20 seasons of that because I like that hospital drama. Which brings me to I thought about starting House over again.
I watch House every year. I'm not big on Grey's Anatomy, with the exception of I think the season finale of season four. I think
I'm actually not big on hospital dramas. I realized.
Really? Yeah. I'm not big on Social Graces. I'm so sorry.
You stumped him when you did that.
No, I was trying to sign because the next line of that is Think I'll slip on down to the I didn't want to sing it, but you got me to do it anyway. But yeah, I'm not big on medical dramas. I didn't like ER.
I never got into ER either.
I didn't like ER. I didn't care for Grey's Anatomy. I never cared about House.
I loved House.
So I just
House grew on me. I didn't like it at first. I was like, my God, every episode's the same.
It's the same episode. They fumble through,
and this person suffers the entire time. And then
House is a complete and total douchebag. Did you check the
dish soap?
Yeah, House is a douchebag. He does a bunch of tests that are not necessary. He literally tortures his patients, and at the end comes up with the most ridiculous diagnosis, and it's always right.
Yeah. Because of the tests that he does. He's not doing it just to torture people. He's actually trying to figure it out. He's trying to solve a puzzle.
There are a few where he's really just doing it to torture the patient.
It's kind of a play on Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, it is.
Even his apartment is in
yet another series I should probably start over because I really like that. The Sherlock with the Benedict.
Oh, God.
I didn't get to watch the last season of that.
That's an amazing show. Maybe
it was so good.
I don't know. But anyway,
Christmas. Hey, we're here to talk about Christmas Vacation, right?
You guys are so seamless in your transitions.
Do you want to see one? What's your segue? Give me your segue.
I was going to say, I would have said something like this. I love catching up and watching old series like that. My favorite is the holiday episodes, and I like the Halloween episodes and Christmas episodes and stuff like that, which is what gets me into the spirit of kind of wanting to watch Christmas movies. For example, Christmas Vacation. Bam! That's how you fucking do it right there. But you didn't give me the opportunity. Did it take way too long? Yes. Yes, it did.
This is going to be another hour-long episode. We're going to talk about the movie for 5 minutes.
Yeah. It's not going to take as long to talk about it.
So anyway, a good movie. I'd probably give it like a 9 out of 10. No. This is one, like I said, I grew up watching with my dad. My dad used to watch it every year. It was one of those that came on during Christmas time every year. Unpopular opinion. I'm saying it now. Christmas Story is hot freaking garbage.
I could not disagree with you.
I understand. So every year when I went to Grandma's house, because Grandma's house was Thanksgiving and Christmas every year. So when we went to Grandma's house, this movie would be on and I'd get really excited. But then they'd play A Christmas Story and I'd be like, just keep playing Christmas Vacation over and over.
I love A Christmas Story. I don't understand how you don't like A Christmas Story, even a little bit. Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. I can't put my arms down.
That's Home Alone.
Bump us ass.
No, that's what he's saying when he's beating up the bully.
Yep.
Did you hear what he said?
Do you know what Ralphie
said?
That's only funny in Home Alone. Do you know where he heard it? Probably from his father.
No, he heard it from your son.
What?
What did I do, Mom? What did I do?
Not A Christmas Story is great, but Christmas Vacation's better. That's a segue.
But are we talking about Christmas movies? That's not a segue.
Do you think when they were making a Christmas Vacation that they knew they had a hit?
No.
Probably not. And I don't even know if it was overly successful when it came out or if it was something that caught on later on.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I need to look that up. I didn't even think about that.
I know. Because
I just knew growing up in the early 90s.
Being so young when it came out. Yeah, well, it's always been a part of my life. Like, I watch it every Christmas. Even
underrated Christmas movie. Everybody pick one. Bob, you start.
Underrated
Christmas movie.
Got it right on the spot. Can I think?
I got one.
Derek, go ahead.
Fred Claus.
Okay. I actually like Fred Claus.
I love Fred Claus. Paul Giamatti, one of the best Santas.
He did really good.
He did great.
His chemistry with Vince Vaughn, I thought, was really good in general.
It was so good. All the fact that he was on a citrus diet at the end of it.
Yeah.
God, I laugh so hard every time.
I enjoy Four Christmases.
That's a hot take.
I don't mind for that's another Vince Vaughn Christmas
movie. It is another Vince Vaughn Christmas movie.
I like that one as well.
It definitely had its moments.
I don't love it, but I thought, yeah, the moments that did make me laugh were good moments. Now
them bringing the really expensive gifts to the to his family Christmas when there was like a $15 limit.
Mine would be Scrooged.
Oh God, I love Scrooge so much. It's such a great movie.
Christmas Vacation made $73.3 million against a $25 million budget. Yeah, while receiving general mixed reviews from critics, it is now regarded as a Christmas classic.
Well, it made money, so that's good.
Did you like my pick, Bob?
I'm sorry, buddy. I was reading. I didn't hear.
Classic, Bob.
what was it?
Scrooged.
Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like Scrooge. Yeah, that's a good one. Good choice.
It didn't have the same position I wanted.
I think it's a wonderful choice, and Scrooge is a great movie, and it is yet another Christmas movie that makes me cry.
That makes you cry?
Scrooge does. Did either one of you
make you even well up a little bit at the very end when the little boy comes up and talks and speaks for the first time?
Okay, yeah.
After when Bill Murray gives his big speech and he tugs on him, you got something to say, little man? Picks him up.
Did either one of you watch that Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds movie?
I never got to see it.
Spirited?
Yeah, Spirited.
I didn't watch it.
It was an Apple TV like Plus movie, and I never got to watch it because I didn't have Apple TV.
Wish it was on something. I'd check it out.
Isn't there like a channel dedicated specifically to Christmas movies? Like there's a streaming channel that is
there's on Roku. There's
a section on Netflix, but
on Roku, there is a channel that is just Christmas movies. There's a bunch of different real movies. Hmm?
That's cool.
I can't remember. I'll text it to you later on. I've got it still because during the year it's just regular movies, but at Christmas it's all Christmas movies.
Maybe we can talk about we can say our opinion on why we think this is such a popular, because we're not the only three that consider Christmas Vacation a classic and one of the best.
I know a lot of people that can quote this just as well as the three of us now.
That was one of my things. It's such a quotable movie, and Cousin Eddie wasn't overly used. That's the one thing that I think hurt Vegas.
He wasn't it too much.
I think he was overly used. But anyway, I think it was really well done in terms of one-liners. Happy Hanukkah. Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass.
Kiss your ass.
Happy Hanukkah. Yeah, definitely the quotability of it. Also, it's a lot smarter than people realize when you're just looking at it, like from a storytelling perspective. I was thinking about it today when I was because I watched it earlier today. Almost everything that happens is set up earlier in the movie. Like almost every line is paid off in this.
He says something.
Where he brings up the my favorite one is, you know, look, little full, lot of sap. You know, looks great. And then his hands are sticking to everything because it's covered in sap. Later on in the movie, you know, it's talking about the dog licking the tree water. It's going to make it dry. The tree dries out, catches on fire when Uncle Lewis lights a cigar. You know, he's filling up the storm drain. I pity anybody that lights a match within, you know, 10 feet of that. At the end of it, again, Uncle Lewis flicking the match in there. It's actually a surprisingly smart movie, how it brings everything up. Also, one of the greatest moments of, like, timing ever in a comedy is, well, where are you going to get a tree at this hour on Christmas Eve? And then the tree crashes through the window as soon as he's done saying that line. It's perfect comedy timing.
Why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margo. By the way, those two, they're painted to be the villains. They're right.
They did nothing wrong.
They did nothing wrong. The Griswolds are terrible neighbors. They destroyed their house. She gets tore up by a squirrel and a dog.
Like, do you think we'll so get lucky and he'll fall off the ladder and break his neck?
Well, I think he'll definitely fall, but we're not lucky enough for him to break his neck.
But yeah, like the whole time you're like, oh, look at these yuppie douchebags. And it's like, wait a minute. No, They're all literally they just trying was to live be left their alone. Life.
They were trying to have a romantic dinner. He wanted to kiss every inch of her body.
After a shower, of course.
After a shower, of course. After wearing
they didn't get a tree, though. I think they were kind of portrayed as humbugs. They didn't
yeah, they were definitely.
So let me ask you this.
Oranges of the movie.
Oh, well, yes. You're damn right. I will say this. Some of the one-liners, there was a few that go under the radar that aren't as quotable. And one is where the lights come on and he's giving everybody the hugs and everything. By the way, Cousin Eddie's intro in this movie was perfect. Flawless.
Perfect.
How did they not notice the
RV pull?
I know, right? Because they were so distracted. But him coming up to his dad and his dad giving him a hug and he says something loving to Clark. And he says something, I can't remember the exact line, but it was something like,
"You taught me
everything I know about exterior illuminations."
Yep.
Yeah. Was that the line?
Yep.
You taught me everything I know about exterior illuminations. And it just that I can never remember, but that makes me laugh. I always forget it's in there.
Well, what's great is his dad's reaction because he just goes, "Thanks." And he just kind of like, "All right."
But yeah, I laugh so fucking hard every year at that part. And I'm just like, I don't know how I keep forgetting it's in there.
Yeah.
You know, right. Everything else, like I could like sit there and word for word go along with it, but that line gets me every single time and I always forget it's in there.
Right.
That whole scene. But you are correct.
I do agree.
That whole scene's great. I love his interaction with his in-laws too.
Her eyes aren't crossed anymore. Yeah, it's funny. Falls out of well, they go cross. Gets kicked by a mule. They go back.
I don't know. Oh my god, this movie.
It's not, you roll over and let Uncle Clark scratch your belly.
Sorry, my hands refill all your, chapped.
Refill your eggnog, Eddie. Get something to eat, take you out the middle of nowhere, leave you for dead.
Nah, I'm all right, Clark.
Nah, Clark, I'm all right.
Yeah, Cousin Eddie's used perfect in this because he doesn't show up. It's like a full hour. Like
halfway through the movie, almost halfway.
And the other thing that I noticed about that when I was watching it this last time is one of the reasons why Cousin Eddie works so well is he's always too close to people.
Yeah.
He's always like this close to Clark when he's talking.
When
like,
she touches that jello
slime.
And she just goes.
But it's so great. Like Randy Quaid's physicality as Cousin Eddie is perfect. It's so perfect. Like he's got the hunch. He's wearing a dickie for no reason underneath his shirt. Like
yeah. The hat. The hat.
I've got one of those hats. I almost wore it tonight.
One of my favorites is the outfit he's wearing when they're drinking the eggnog after they're starting to settle in. He's got like the white turtleneck with the bow tie. No reason whatsoever. They're drinking out of the Bullwinkle cups.
That's all right.
Eddie, out of a Bullwinkle cup.
Eddie, why don't you go back into the living room? Yeah, come on, Russ. Let's go find your sister.
Yeah. Such. That's what I'm saying. Like the weird one-liners are just so funny. And I don't know if you guys ever noticed, but when the Christmas parade is on in the background and they're talking, you can still hear the dialogue. And they're talking about, yeah, but where's there's the Nutcracker, but I don't see his nuts anywhere.
Oh, there they are.
I don't know how you lose a pair of nuts like that. Like you just hear that going on in the background.
Well, and also like Ellen gets a lot of great lines in this one, where she doesn't always in the other ones. When Audrey's talking to her about having to sleep with her brother, it's like, do you know how sick and twisted that is? Well, I'm sleeping with your father. We all have to make sacrifices.
Stop being so dramatic.
Oh God.
And then Beverly D'Angelo being so awesome that she is, she's in another that I think is a classic Christmas movie, which is Violent Night. So good on her.
That's which I am going to watch this year since I missed it last year.
I'm going to watch it every year. I think it's an amazing movie. I loved it. Hope they continue with it. David Harbour.
Sure is jolly as fuck, but who is he? That's my favorite line of
the movie. Maybe it's a real time. What the fuck did she just say?
I remember when you and I snuck in and watched that movie. just the two of us. And then we went and watched it later. I was like, oh, it's the first time we've ever watched it. But we were laughing before things were happening and people were catching on. They were like looking back at, wait a minute. And then later one of them ended up saying something because we were like, oh, confession. They're like, I was wondering why you kept laughing before. It's like almost like you knew. I don't know. It's funny because the guy that directed this didn't direct a lot of movies.
No, I thought it was John Hughes for the longest time because he produced it.
He wrote the screenplay.
Yeah, and for the longest time, I just had it in my brain that John Hughes directed it, and then I was watching it.
Same.
I think last year. I think maybe it was last year that I looked at it. I was like, "Who is this?" Like, I can't even remember his name. I never saw his name again.
He did like Benny and June, and then he did a lot of TV.
It's a great episodes. Movie, by the way. Benny and June is really good.
Benny and June.
Oh my gosh!
He got really sad in there, didn't it?
Well, because then I was like, oh, John Hughes died young.
You know what they say.
Great. Only the good die young. That song is about trying to sleep with a Catholic girl.
Yes, it is. Catholic girls start much too late.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. So Christmas Vacation. Fantastic. I love Billy Joel.
Sorry.
I do, too. Christmas Vacation is great. It has the opening sequence, the opening credits. The animated Santa Claus, I laugh out loud every time. I know everything's going to happen.
That's great. The song is great.
Great song.
Yeah, the song is
great. I'm surprised we don't hear that song more in the Christmas rotation song.
Oh, I do. It's on my Spotify list.
I never hear it.
I know you would think it would be
like in the stores.
Yeah, you would think it would be on the radio, but it's not. Yeah. Instead, we got to listen to Mariah Carey sucking for 5 minutes straight.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
All I Want for Christmas Is You is one of the worst songs ever written. I can't listen to it. If I even hear the beginning of that song, it doesn't have to be Mariah Carey singing it. Like, I love Michael Bublé, and I listen to his Christmas album every year. Nope, that song doesn't exist.
A lot for Christmas.
I don't know if Julia Louis Dreyfus and her husband, the Tormses, maybe they're the Hoskins.
I actually do like Michael Bublé.
I love Michael Bublé, and I love Christmas music, but not that song. God, that song's terrible.
Baby, Mariah Carey, she's a goddess.
They thawed her out. It was adorable. Did you see her video of her getting thawed out?
No.
They bring her
out.
No,
I don't watch TikTok as much as you do.
It wasn't even a TikTok. I mean, they put it on TikTok, but it was on TV as well. It's just a commercial. They brought her. There's just a big giant ice cube.
TikTok, Bob. TikTok.
There's nothing wrong with TikTok.
I don't mind TikTok.
Paperweight Entertainment has a bigger following.
We lost Bob.
Paperweight Entertainment and the Silver Screen Scoundrels have a much larger following on TikTok than any other platform.
That's not saying much, though.
No, it's not. It's really not. Bob's trying to think of anything else to say about Christmas Vacation. Because it is a classic. It's hard to say anything about it.
What about the fact that there's so much time in between each movie that they have to use different kids each time?
Yeah. And they never look anything alike.
No.
Like, they don't look even... Like,
they're different ages every year.
We went from Anthony Michael Hall, who was, I think, like 13, 14 in the first Vacation, all the way to Christmas Vacation. We get Johnny Galecki, who's like 12, and like a full foot shorter. Audrey, I'm pretty sure, was younger than Russ in the first movie.
Yeah. Was she?
I think she was.
I thought she was. They were very close in age. They do not seem close in age in this one.
Yeah, they're like
at least 4 or 5 years apart. I'd say like roughly 2 in the other ones.
And then you get to...
Would you agree, Derek?
Yeah, and then you get to Vegas Vacation, and Russ looks older again. It's such a weird thing. But yeah,
who plays Russ in Vegas?
Ethan Embry.
Embry, he's awesome.
He is. He's great. I put a dollar and I get a car. Put a dollar and I get a car. Put a dollar and I get a car. Mr. Papa Giorgio. God, you got to watch Vegas Vacation. It's so good.
I know.
This is the best bread pudding I've
ever. You need a bodyguard? I'd die for you. All right. We went from quoting Christmas to quoting Vegas.
We're still in the realm of the same characters, so it counts.
It's true. It, this is the one bummer about talking about a movie that's so beloved is that it just devolves into being like, this is what's awesome about it. This is what's awesome about it. Because I can't think of a negative for Christmas Vacation.
I can't either.
I really can't.
No, it's got really good pacing. The writing's good. The acting's funny.
Now, has Clark had the same job through all the vacations? I know in Christmas in Vegas he has.
Christmas in Vegas he does for sure. I can't remember in European if it's even brought up. And it's been so done. And the whole also, ordeal in the first one in Vacation is just about him like getting the car and then getting to Wally World.
I do think it's funny that he can afford a European vacation for his whole family, but he is struggling to pay for a pool.
Also, like, is the down payment for the pool like $1,700?
It was like $7,500.
Yeah. Oh, $75.
$7,500.
That's a fair amount.
$7,500 for a down payment.
Or maybe that was the full amount he had to pay it up front so that he could have it all like in the ground.
All I know is he said that the down payment was $7,500.
That's crazy.
And without his bonus, he didn't have enough in the account for the check.
He's gonna be up to here.
Remember those days? Remember before like overdraft protection?
Yeah.
Having to balance your checkbook.
Yeah.
Every single do you know the last time I balanced a checkbook was probably close to 10 years ago.
Wow. That's a sad story, Derek.
Why is that a sad story? Do you still write checks? It's 2023.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'd actually take that back. No, I really did up until last year because that's the only way I could pay my rent was by check.
Ah, gotcha.
So I was still writing checks. I'm saying it's a sad story because, like, if you think about, like, where we come from. Perfect example, Christmas Vacation, when they were doing credit cards, they had to actually scan
Yep.
I say scan, but I mean swipe.
They had to swipe the thing.
And then, like, at the end of the night, like, don't you have to go through all those and, like, manually, like, put everything in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember doing that at the theater, Bob. You remember putting in all like the credit card information at the end of the night? You had to type in everything on we'd have the long receipt and had to type in all of the information like into something, like add everything up.
I remember we'd have to put a total, but I don't remember putting all the card information in.
Not the information. It was like the totals of the amounts.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because I remember getting really fast on that calculator.
So when we rate this movie, are we rating it as a holiday movie or are we rating it as just altogether movie?
I'd say rate it as a holiday movie.
Okay.
That's fair. We can do that.
Okay.
That was Bob's not so subtle way of saying he's ready to rate.
So we're wrapping this shit up.
Yeah, Bob's freezing to death. He is wearing the deepest of V's in that snowy winter wonderland. Bob is in the middle of the snow.
Have you guys seen, what is it, Key and Peele? There's a skit where, like, he comes out with a V and, like they're trying to, like, one-up each other so it goes, like, all the way down.
I love that show. I wish it would have lasted more than 3 seasons.
I know.
10 out of 10. Christmas Vacation. It's the perfect Christmas movie.
It's kind of hard not for me to give it a 10, but I'm going to go with a 9.5.
I was also going to do 9.5.
It's fair.
Nice.
Those are really fair. Off the subject, like really, really off subject here. I'm very envious of both of your mustaches. I've been looking at your mustaches this entire time. And we never comment on it. Ian, you've got a beautiful beard, but both of your mustaches are glorious and luxurious, and I wish I had a nice mustache like that. I don't like it. I don't like that. I don't. I'm disappointed in mine. I feel less like a man. If you haven't watched Christmas Vacation, go watch it.
It is a classic, and it deserves to be a classic. It is an amazing movie.
Got anything to finish us off there, Ian?
No, I don't. Yeah, I agree. It is a classic movie. It is one of my favorite Christmas movies, if not my definite favorite. I don't want to get too much into all that because, like I said, this is our Christmas month, so to say. So we will be discussing more Christmas movies. So I don't want to kind of bury the lead, so to say, here. But it is one of the perfect Christmas comedies. But it's one of those, and Bob and I touched on this earlier, I quote this movie all year round.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll quote it in June. So,
yeah.
Derek, do you have any final thoughts?
Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
Nope.
That was really it. That was all
nipple,
I had.
Nipple, nipple, say nipple.
That is to say log. Cool.
I have log. Not the way that you think that I said it.
That's my name.
No shit.
I will say one last thing. God rest his soul.
She's not dead. Divorced.
One negative I have about this movie. In every vacation movie, there's always some attractive woman that's like flirting with him and that he's like has weird fantasies about and things. This is the only one, and I'm sure she's a lovely person. That woman is not attractive in the little, even a little bit.
Really?
Not even a little bit. She looks like she is bored out of her mind the entire time. Her eyes are
your
like
video
sunken
got off
in.
During that, and I think you deserve it.
Yeah. What'd you say, Bob?
His video got all blotchy and scratchy during that, and I think he deserves it.
You did start cutting in and out really bad. You did slow down a lot.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't think that the woman and I don't think that Mary is an alluring woman. I don't understand that one. Every other woman that he's like enamored with and all the other movies are supermodel attractive, and it's just, I don't get it.
I think the people at home, people watching us, I think they got a very, very good glimpse of how prudish you actually are.
Why am I prudish? Because I don't think she's attractive.
You know, you didn't like a European vacation. There's all kinds of weird things that you said during this.
You said you didn't like Vegas vacation. Why am I a prude? Because
I never said I didn't like it.
I didn't say that.
The worst one. But
you said it's the worst one.
Yeah, but they're all so good, so that's not saying it's a bad movie.
I just don't understand. I'm just trying to figure out how me not thinking someone's attractive makes me prudish. Because being prudish means that you're like not open to new ideas.
Something else. Oh, not liking Mariah Carey's song.
Again, not liking something doesn't make one prudish. It makes them opinionated. I'll give you that. I'll give you opinionated. Prudish would be like somebody who's not open to new ideas. I'm open to new ideas. I don't think she's attractive. I think Mariah Carey's a wonderful singer that I don't like one of her songs. And European Vacation.
You said the
garbage.
Whole album.
No, I did not. I said I love Michael Bublé's whole album. But I skipped that song because it doesn't matter who's singing it. I hate that song. Look, I don't have to defend myself to you jackals. It's Christmas time. We're all in this together.
Next week, it might be another action movie, Christmas action movie that we're going to be talking about.
Die Hard?
No. I'm going to watch it. I don't know if Ian wants to, but Thursday night I will watch Silent Night. See if John Woo can still do something.
If there are no doves,
I'm
it's not a John Woo film.
I also agree with that. If there are no doves, it's not a John Woo film.
All right, Ian, take us out.
All right. So, with that being said, that is episode number one. And I promise these will get more fluid and better as we go along. That is number one of our Christmas extravaganza. I don't know what I just did with my hand. I don't know why I did that. Anyway, I'll start over. That was part one of our Christmas extravaganza. There you go. That was much better. Good job, Ian. High five.
Look like an Indian in an old like Western movie. Oh.
All right. Well, as always, we appreciate you joining us.
And subscribe.
On this festive episode of the Silver Screen Scoundrels, I hate you. I hate you.
He was going to do it. He was going to do it.
So anyway, thank you for joining us. For our guest, Derek, for the Colonel Bob, I have been Ian. As always, so long and good night.
Bye, everybody.